When I saw that, I was enraged. I was angry. So much so that I tore down every, I had to even have a picture of one of the characters in my room. I loathed it now. I don't even like saying the name. I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. I later found out this ministry that was ministering to young people and teenagers and whatnot. One kid got delivered from a demon called Goku. It's connected to evil. The way you know, you got to judge these things. The way you know if a cartoon is okay, and the Lord put that on my heart earlier, is to tell the parents, don't just set your kids in front of Disney Channel and just let it ride. The way you know that these things are okay or not, look at the fruit of it. Dragon Ball Z. In Revelations, it talks about that old serpent, and they also called the devil what? A dragon. I noticed, you know, I used to be a gamer. I used to like playing games. Used to, I gave it up. I play very little, now almost none, basically. But I notice when I look at cartoons and TV, you see a lot of dragons connection to it. You see friendly monsters, a lot of friendly. This is deception. Don't take your kids to see friendly aliens and friendly monsters. This is tied to evil. You have to judge. See, if you want to know what movies to watch and what you can watch, do like I do when I take the youth to the movies. Holy Spirit, what do we watch? What can we see? And don't you know the Lord will prompt me and tell me, watch that one. That's okay to watch. That's okay. Doesn't mean it's perfect. Doesn't mean God's given us all things richly to enjoy. There's some things that go beyond the line that you need to get rid of and never touch again. Okay, Lord, I'll do that. The anointing. There's two things you need to for your miracle to come to pass. Two important ingredients. Two important ingredients. One of them is your faith. The other is the anointing. And there's something about the anointing that you need to know. It's precious. And it can't be mixed with other stuff. If you turn over to Psalms 24, let's see. If you turned over there, can you pull that up? Nobody's back there. If you turned over to Psalms 24, it talks about who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord. It talks about who's going to see God's glory manifest. I'm paraphrasing right now. It says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul up to vanity or sworn deceitfully. See, if you're going to see God's power manifest in your life, you can't touch the unclean stuff. You're going to have to stay in your secret place. You can't. It's amazing because I could tell the difference when I spend a lot of time with God and when I don't. I could tell the difference. When I spend a lot of time with God, when I come down and I look at TV, it looks different to me. The same show that I was interested, I don't want to see it. When I spend a lot of time with God and I got to go do something else, his presence has been so good, I get a little upset because I got to leave and do something else. I don't want to leave his presence. I don't want to come out of his presence because he's showing me so much. He's strengthening me so much. He's causing me to see far beyond where I am right now. Start at verse 1, please. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Verse 2. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Who has this right, this privilege of being in your presence? Who's going to get access to God's glory? It is he that has clean hands, and it is the person who has a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity. You hadn't watched the wrong thing on television. You made sure that what you watch is clean. I hear this. Some of you, I saw my mom and this made me think. Some of you are called to a higher assignment. So it requires more of your time and more of your effort. So the normality thing that's okay for others to watch, you can't watch. It's not that it's wrong to watch, but you can't touch that with your eyes. You can't entertain that in your mind. You got to leave it for life. You got to give it up. Some things. I can't tell you what that is. I can't tell you what you got to give up. But if you want to see power manifested on a grand scale where the glory of God is manifested, there's some things that you can never touch again. Nor sworn deceitfully. I'll be there, Pastor. I'll be faithful. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. No problem. I'll do that. Don't make a commitment to something. How do I say it? Don't make it without checking in here first. Because why commit yourself something to that you are not called to do? I heard one minister say God told him one of the ways people await, you know, the Bible said, lay aside every weight and burden, and sin that does so evil. Said one of those things, those burdens, is doing something you ain't called to do. Spending your time. What if you come out here, clean up all the church, and you clean, you vacuum, you got the stains out the carpet, you paint. God don't want you doing that. That's not your assignment. What if my mom come in and she painting the walls, and that's not her assignment. She has to hear from God. She has to see years into the future. Oh, I want to talk about that. All right. Y'all, I got 22 pages of notes. Of scriptures. Hallelujah. And there are segments that I want to talk about that I ain't going to get to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, with weeping, with sincerity of heart, with commitment of intent to not turn away or quit or give in to the tempter's opposition, and with mourning, hating what you used to enjoy and loathe. Okay, yeah, the Lord brought that back to me. Let's continue on with this right here. He said, and he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of our salvation. God will establish you in righteousness when you get in secret place.